The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Finally this morning to a daughter and father operation that this weekend marks its 60th year in business since it opened in Dublin's Temple Bar. Rory's Fish and Tackle is the longest running retail shop in the area. We popped in for a visit yesterday hoping that they weren't, well, gone fishing.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
Hello, Rory.
How are you doing there?
How are you doing? Nice to see you. Mary,
Richard,
is it?
Yeah, nice
Richard,
to meet you. Welcome to Rory's.
Thank you very much. The shop is fantastic. It's a riot of colour straight away. That hits you as soon as you walk in. You've an awful lot of different things here for sale, haven't you?
Sure do.
No winter whatsoever. Flies for all occasions. You go down on your knees there, you can spend an hour going through them all. And it's just no winsome, you know.
By a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really la.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of...
Rory, you're here, what, 60 years? You must have seen some change.
When we came here, first we were doing a retail shop, wholesale run-down sort of area, you know, and otherwise there's nothing here at all.
And of course, it is in the middle of Temple Bar, and Temple Bar really only began to take off, I suppose, was it when Charlie Haughey arrived?
Charlie Haughey was the man.
Do you remember that?
I do indeed, yeah.
Did you meet him on the day
I
when
did,
he was
I
doing
did. It? I went to shook hands with him. He's been here a few times. He used to fish in the old days. Said Shannon and Mass, both of them were in here, come back in those days, you know.
And over all that time, you must have seen a lot of well-known people in and out, have you?
Oh, yeah. I've had an awful lot of famous people.
You like had who? Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse here.
Bono, Larry Mullen. Paddy Hillary used to fish as well, former president. And then we also had Bill Clinton came in there a few years ago.
Yeah. And did you have a chat with Bill Clinton, Rory?
Just the usual chat, just passing by here, came in, had a chat and shook hands, and that was it.
Did he buy anything?
I couldn't have held that, no, to be honest. I was too busy excited at that time, you know.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
What about Amy Winehouse? Did she buy anything?
She bought a T-shirt.
So on the back, and it says, if you want to be happy for a day, get drunk for a week, get married for life, go fishing. So Amy came in and bought it, and we have the picture in our window, and it was turned out it was on exhibition in Copenhagen, and one of my customers happened to come in and say, do you know your photograph of Amy Winehouse and your shop is up in a museum in a gallery in Denmark? So we managed to give them a T-shirt to bring to the photographer, and they very kindly sent us the picture over. And the nice thing about it was when Amy passed away, we took the picture out of the window because we just thought it was kind of, you know, not in good taste, and everybody was complaining. We took it out of the window, so it's back in again.
Then we also had the Furies. They used to come in here. Actually, George Fury, they used to work here for a while when they were young. That Ted was the old man there. He used to be always in here.
Was he a hard worker?
I wouldn't think he'd be too hard now, but anyhow, he did a bit of work. He did what he had to do. Let's be honest. They're very nice fellas, and that's it. But he enjoyed his fishing too. That's the main thing, you know.
Barney McKenna of the Dubliners. Oh, he had a connection with here, did he?
Well, I couldn't write a book on him. He never had connections, but I couldn't really write a book on him.
He liked to fish.
Oh, he loved the fishing. Absolutely loved it. He was in here one day. I always remember he left his car outside here at the corner. He left someone to mind his car. And the next thing, Barney was grateful. He used to always shake the shoulder and wobble the old head. And the next thing, the fella comes in there, he says, Barney, he says, I thought I was going to sit in the car. I'm not sitting in the car, he said, the car's been towed away. Barney was here just talking about fishing.
That was the end.
That was it.
Methinks I see a host of craft spreading their sails alee, as down the Humber they do steer, bound for the great North Sea.
Rory, when you were growing up, how important was fishing to you? Was it...
It was my life. Wouldn't study. Fishing was fishing. That's
you wouldn't study at all?
No. I would have had to do what I had to do, but that was very little. All I was interested in was fishing, and that was it.
And how did you get the idea to set up a shop then?
Well, that was my father's idea. I got jobs somewhere there, working in Elvis, and I stayed on, and I came down here, had to go, and that was it. Tough enough in the very beginning. Was I'd be out 6:30 in the morning digging bait, 6:30 in the morning out digging bait, and then finishing up here 6:00, I'd go back again to the strand. And the great thing about that is you could have a pint and drink on the way home. So that was satisfaction, you know. We can't do any more. But those were great days. But that's the way it is.
Long days, Rory.
Long days, but you're only young and you're a bit of crack and lads are out digging beavers and you're all a bit of banter, you know.
My mother then came into the business as well, and then she used to work here as well, full time for years and years.
So it was a family
farm. Yeah, yeah. And then I came, and then I was working here during the summer. Packing maggots was my main job, and then I got promoted.
Glamour Mary.
Glamour job, yeah. Glamour girl, yeah. So, yeah, and it's still nice. It's great too, because even though Dad is here, you know, he's in most days, but it's nice that we can kind of bounce ideas off each other as well, because obviously he has the experience and the age or whatever. I have the youth or something like that anyway. And between the two of us, we try and keep it all ticking over.
Would you have any disagreements about what's the best way to do something different in the shop?
All the time, yeah. I think the problem is we're nearly two alike, so we're kind of like cats and dogs. But at the end of the day, we'd all agree at the end of the day we have the same goal, but just sometimes there's different ways. It's either my way or his way, and sometimes...
You're too modern for me. I'm the old-fashioned way. That's the problem, yeah.
We do still try to keep a sort of oldie world kind of look into the shop. We have wooden drawers there that are probably even older than Dad, that we got from some other shop years ago. And, you know, so it's all kind of, you know, trying to keep that sort of oldie world style.
Oh, it's beautiful.
The shop is really, really, it just draws you in.
Yeah, I like to think it looks like an adult sweet shop in one sense. You know, the only thing is obviously the hooks sting. You know, we don't want to be eating them. But, yeah, it's nice and colourful.
I wish I was a fisherman. Far away from dry land and its bitter memories.
Mary, obviously you both have fished a long time. You're a prize competition winning fisher.
Yes, Dad captained the winning Irish Home Nations team in 1972. And I fished on the full men's team and the women's international team as well. So,
and do you still fish a lot?
I would happily fish at least 7 days a week if I could, but unfortunately someone has to keep the shop going here for another 60 years, so I do get let out for good behaviour now and again, so yeah, give it a go then.
And people talk a lot now about mindfulness. This is sort of one of the big buzzwords. I mean, there's probably nothing more mindful than fishing, is there?
Well, it can be very frustrating too at times.
But not and relaxing.
You'd be nearly getting high blood pressure sometimes trying to cast a trout, and you see him cruising along and you're pulling your fly over, and then he moves another few feet, and then you put your fly over and then he moves again. But no, it's very relaxing, and the amount of wildlife you see, like you see fantastic otters, kingfishers, everything. So it's a lot of us. It's not always about catching a fish. It's the scenery and just getting out there.
The banter, the chat.
Swapping lies at the end of the day.
Swapping lies. The fish never get any smaller.
No doubt about that. You never see it bigger.
And as someone, Rory, who has fished all your life, and you're nearly 80 years of age, is that right?
Yeah, just right here, yeah.
Nearly 80, incredible. You don't look it. And if somebody is doing a little bit of fishing and they're listening and it's not going that well, or they're thinking about giving it up, it's a bit frustrating, any tips?
You get a good day today and you think you have it all done. The next day you go catch nothing. That's what keeps us going. If you went out every day and caught them too easy, you wouldn't bother taking it up, you know.
Just keep your fly in the water or your hook in the water. Or as Dad likes to say, let her out and let her be lucky.
We all need that bit of luck.
Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations on the 60 years, Rory and Mary, and many more.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thanks for calling in there.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And thanks indeed. We had a lovely time visiting the shop.